You know who it is, and you know what time it is. Time to piss off some feminists, trad cucks, and whoever don't want to know the truth. Oh well, let's get started. What is going on, gents? It's RPM here, reporting from Mobile Command. Gentlemen, I have a very interesting article that I want to share with you guys. Because when it comes down to it, we men truly know how to navigate this world and society. Now, this article was published on the 18th of September. 7 Ways Men Live Without Working in America. Boy, some of the reasons are really going to be a good surprise for a lot of you. Almost 1/3 of all working age men in America aren't doing diddly squat. They don't have a job and aren't looking for one either. 1/3 of all working age men, that's almost 30 million people. Now, of course, they put the working age as 16 to 64. How do they live? What are they doing for money? To me, this is one of the great mysteries of our time. Economists, sociologists, politicians, and cable news pundits each have their pet factors to explain the groundswell of non-work. But after digging down here, I've concluded there are many different forces at play. That's what I want to explore today, which is how men can live in America without working. Well, I'm going to throw a bit of a curveball reason as to why a lot of men aren't working. The idea that a man is supposed to pretty much work until he dies to provide for a family, that's gone. A lot of men aren't even active with women to begin with. So guess what? That big reason to continue to work, a lot of men don't have that reason anymore. So yeah, a lot of men are saying, you know what? No wife, happy life. No girlfriend, no stress. So I don't need to work myself into an early grave to provide for an ungrateful woman. I'm not talking about why men have lost their jobs, factories closing, layoffs, automation, outsourcing jobs overseas, even perhaps women entering the workforce. In fact, the participation rate by women over the same time period is way up. Go feminism. We've always said this. Feminism, believe it or not, freed men. Talk about a very pleasant byproduct. What I want to get at is how they're living without holding a quote-unquote real job. And by that, I mean doing work where one reports income to the IRS, pays taxes, and Social Security. Notice the attempt at shame, real work, which means back-breaking labor. It's important to note that every man in this group has his own story. They range from mentally ill homeless men who desperately need our help to the I'm doing just fine, thank you very much, retired early, and former Silicon Valley coder. And there are infinite scenarios in between those two extremes, including, for instance, the many men who have chosen to be stay-at-home dads while their spouses work. Yeah, that's not a good position for you as a man, and that is not the norm. The norm is the man is the one that's out earning the bacon. It's also the case that some men in this group may be unemployed and not seeking work because they've given up looking just for now, perhaps waiting for the Charlie 19 to abate, and will start the search again soon. Here too, society needs to help. Once again, I'm going to refer back to what I previously said. The Charlie 19 gave a lot of men to do some serious time with crunching numbers. And they realized that one of their biggest expenses was maintaining a relationship. So guess what? A lot of men decided, you know what? I'm going to cut that portion of my life out. That way, I actually can have some time to relax. I actually can unwind. I don't need to have those hidden expenses draining my pockets and my bank accounts. Just food for thought. Still, none of this explains decades after decades of falling male employment. To what end? Here, to my mind, are seven ways men are living without working in America. Number one, unemployment insurance. Let's start with this one because it's a hot button issue. Conservatives and liberals, too, have made the claim that state unemployment aid coupled with $600 a week from the CARES Act, which was rolled out in March 2020, have reduced men's need to work. Number two, early retirement, pensions, disability, and lawsuits. This right here is this category that I would fall in, even though they don't specifically mention military retirees, but this is where we would fall. Admittedly, this is a bit of a hodgepodge. And as the case with many of those categories, hard data is tough to come by, but it is the case that millions of men under 64 are at least partly living off pensions and 401ks. Number three, savings, stocks, and Bitcoin. And let's just go ahead and add other crypto. Consider now men are living off savings or from money made in the market or maybe even selling NFTs. How many is it exactly? Who knows? But quite a few for sure. First off, Americans on average do have some money in the bank. Now we know that a lot of crypto is really starting to take off. I think I should definitely get into it. Who knows? But with things the way they are, I think I'm good with my retirement and disability. But hey, you never know. Number four, working for cash, aka under the table economy. This one is very tough to measure too. A study by the Federal Reserve of St. Louis estimates that the average size of the quote unquote informal economy in developed countries is 13% of the GDP. Now, this is an area where a lot of men who have went through divorce and family court end up, especially if they're paying exorbitant amounts of child ransom and ex-alimony. Yeah, this is where a lot of those men tend to end up because they know anything that they do make through legal work will be snatched away from them. Number five, living off family members. Now, this is where they try to put the whole men living off their wives, but we all know that that is not the norm. That is an extreme exception. Just take one facet. The Pew Research Center reported last year that the pandemic has, quote unquote, pushed millions of Americans, especially young adults, to move in with family members. That's a share of 18 to 29 year olds living with their parents that has become the majority since the Charlie 19 cases began spreading in early 2020, surpassing the previous peak during the Depression era. Well, I can go ahead and say recession, either or. Number six, illegal work, aka crime. Front and center here is selling illegal drugs. Sadly, business looks to be booming. How big a business is selling drugs in America? Could be as much as, get this, $100 billion. I think it's fair to say that a market of that size requires many thousands of employees. And number seven, living off the land. This would include gardening, fishing, hunting, clamming, burying, and just general foraging. The numbers here seem to be climbing. The fact is there is just a ton of money sloshing around in our country, and some men seem to be able to get their hands on it, whether obtained legally, borrowed, leached off, or stolen. It seems like working legally to provide for yourself in America is just really one option these days. But what is the one thing that was not put into this list? You guys pretty much know. Living off of a woman. See, all of those reasons were devoid of women, even though they tried to put it in so far as the living off family members. That's more so parents. So what happens if the guy does not have a spouse? Yeah. And even then, we already know, most of the time it's her living off of him. But all in all, this article just proves one thing. When the chips are down, men are going to find a way. By hook or by crook, we're going to find a way. As opposed to the other side, they're the ones that really have to leech onto us. As many a content creator has said, Atlas shrugs, women die. Men, on the other hand, we understand that we're going to die alone. So we're more built for the struggles of everyday life. Because in the end, we're all we have. We are alone, and guess what? We're going to do what needs to be done. Hey, it is what it is. We're built for this. But I've rambled on long enough. Read the full article. Let me know what you guys think. And ladies, understand this. We men desire you, but when it all comes down to it, when we break it down to brass tacks, We do not need you. This article is further evidence of that simple fact. But in your case, the power will eventually go out. Feminism and this false sense of strong, independent life living, will go out right along with it. Because all in all, as Survivor, as Bear Grylls's The Island have proven, without us, you die. End of. Men will make a way. That's all I got to say for this one. RPM, I am